This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Y'all, Poodle just helped.
Are you recording?
He helped me define what the word stoic is. And it said, being able, basically, it's paraphrasing of being, what did it say again, Poodle?
Being calm without emotion, being stoic about it, being like just getting through it, stoic.
And the words, to use that in a sentence, this last week when Poodle was moving, Maddie was very stoic in the way he handled Poodle's fucking craziness.
No, you weren't. You were telling me I was crazy.
I am drinking Kate Hudson vodka because of your move.
Don't put it all on me. Y'all, I'm in my new place and it is super echoey. Even I know it. I'm going to get some rugs in here soon.
We were trying to record yesterday and everything was happening.
Y'all, we're going to tell the moving story on the 90 day feed, I think on Sunday or Monday. Who even knows?
It was a complete shit show.
It wasn't that bad. Wasn't that bad.
Did you get the hot mover's number?
I know he wanted to go home to his wife.
Well, then it ended in a failure. In my book. Y'all, welcome to Reality Gates. This is Summer House.
Tell me if I ever start like going, because I'm not plugged in.
Poodle usually plugs in and he threw that away.
I can't find it.
I don't know why he would throw that cord away.
I can't even find my good,
This is what I mean. Your good what?
The good adapter for the stuff. Yeah, I can already see. I'm like,
this is stoic.
How's my sound?
Stoic.
I can't.
It's fine.
I can't even see. You know how normally I see your little thing. I can't even see it, which is good because I'll just talk over you.
Wow.
Yo, this is Summer House. Where's the Summer House? And we're doing a tipsy Summer House.
Summer House.
Who's Tracy?
Who's Tracy?
Who's Tracy?
I really wish we could do phone rings. We just don't know how to do them. And Ronnie from Crappin said they're complicated. So I'm scared. But I would love to do. Imagine if you had a text on it, every time someone texted, your BFF texted you and he just went, who's Tracy? That'd be pretty great.
That is still my single most favorite moment of Summer House of this season.
It really, really is.
Who's Tracy? In two words, that tells you who Lindsay is.
Although this pregnancy conversation makes a close second.
Wow. Wow.
Wow. Wow. Shall we jump in?
Sure, this episode is
I don't
called,
think we have any announcements.
Should
we?
I stay or should I go now?
Should I go now? Season 5, episode 9 of Summer House. Any announcements we have? Let's see. We're going to be announcing next week the winners from March Madness Review of Palooza. We had a lot of people that left reviews, so we appreciate that. However, though, y'all, we always appreciate it when you leave a 5-star review. We need it. So it helps put us out there. It's what our business business and our podcast is built on are your reviews.
We're
so we appreciate
we're
it so much.
Ladies.
Business ladies. So when you take the time to do that, we appreciate it. We have so many people that responded in this March Madness Review Palooza that if you already paid for this month, don't worry, we'll refund you for April whenever we put you on Supercast. But
we'll pick our 5 winners soon.
I laughed, I got emotional. I went, this is a thirsty, dirty dick pig leaving a review, and I'm here for it.
That one, I didn't know who it was, because I want to call you and be friends with you.
Exactly. I'm like, girl, can I have a drink with you? So anyway, thank y'all so much for that. We're giving to a new organization this month in the Facebook group. So you want to look that up, Poodle?
Yes.
So you
get, I just want to so get the name right.
I'll talk a little bit about it. But so just so you know, y'all, we raised over $2,500 last month for vday.org. And that's not including... I actually need to go through and see what we made on merch and so we can donate that money as well. And so that this is now something we're continuing every month in our Sissy Squad, our private Facebook group. We're having a cause that we donate to. And so this month we are doing, did you find it yet, Poodle, or no?
Not yet. My computer's being a bee.
Because your computer's
so
fucking slow. Because you're not plugged in.
Here
anyway,
it is. Okay, got it. No, wait.
So we're picking a charity every month. We raised $2,500 for VDay.org, which is incorporating women and women's rights and fighting against sexual assault through art, not just in our local community, but in the world. So this month we're doing something kind of a lot of in response to what happened in Atlanta and to support our Asian AAPI brothers and sisters. I almost said that like sistras, like Orphan Black.
That was a great show.
Did you finish it?
No.
You didn't finish it, did you? Y'all, it's a great finale. Y'all, I was on the AfterBuzz show. Orphan Black was so good.
It is. This is Asian Americans Advancing Justice, AAAJ. And this is basically an organization that is on the ground handling responses to hate crimes and against AAPI peoples. And so, yeah, this is our response.
What is the website again? It's AAJA.org. It is.
Yes,
I just looked
AAJA.org.
It up. Asian American Journalists Association.
No.
Asian
Americans Advancing Justice.
Advancing Justice.
Drunk on Kate Hudson vodka.
I've had a lot of Kate Hudson vodka right now.
And basically they're responsible for the hashtag Stop Asian Hate. So if you see that, that's what we posted about on our Instagram.
I'll put it in the show notes. It's advancingjustice-aajc.org. They need to work on that website name. It could be a little cleaner. Just saying.
You know, maybe don't shade the organization we're donating to when we're promoting it.
They are fighting for civil rights and empowering Asian Americans to create a more justice America for all. So,
just America, not Justice League.
Yes. So if you're interested, if you're on the Facebook group, you can donate. Please donate directly through there. If you buy merch for the month of April, all of the proceeds that we make is going to go to Asian Americans Advancing Justice. And if you don't want to buy merch, then just go to the website in the show note links and donate to them directly. You don't need to say it's from us. We don't care. We just want to bring awareness to these organizations because y'all, Asian hate is real in this community. It's honestly something I was more aware of because of friends, especially a lot of the Asian hate. I have a lot of fellow actors that are Asians and the hate and prejudice they would receive as Asian American actors. And so everybody's been talking about diversity for years, and I'm kind of like, but wait a minute, what about Asian actors? I don't see that. So I hate that this happened in Georgia, but I love that people are now becoming aware of this.
It's been going on as a discussion, especially in the theater scene. We have a theater organization out here called the East-West Players that do AAPI productions. And they're all, in fact, just at the LA Stage Alliance Awards or LA Stage Alliance Awards, LA Stage, and then but it's put on by the LA Stage Alliance. They misspelled and called an Asian woman the wrong name at the address or at the award ceremony. They completely called her like another name, and there was another guy who they misspelled his name, and it was just
the East-West Players did?
No, the LA Stage Alliance.
LA Stage Alliance. Oh.
So it was a big deal. Yeah, so it's still happening.
So it's still happening. So anyway, a little bit of hopefully do good in the world. But let's talk about people that don't give a shit about this, probably. Or actually, if they do, they're too drunk to care. Let's talk about Summer House. What's wrong with your cup, Poodle? Is your vodka leaking?
It is. I'm using paper cups that I was using during my move. And
Wait, but you have a dishwasher now.
Yes,
use real cups.
I just want to use them up. I think the vodka's eating through the Simple Truth cup.
Do you need to go get another cup?
No, it's fine.
Have you
we'll
used
do it
your
live.
Dishwasher?
I haven't
have
yet.
You used your dishwasher? Oh,
I
I'm
have
so
a dishwasher
for
y'all.
You.
You don't realize what having a dishwasher in Los Angeles is like. I feel like I've finally moved up to the big leagues. We don't.
And it's a brand new. It's a KitchenAid one.
We don't
it's a nice
have
one.
Most apartments, unless they're brand new, don't have dishwashers. They just don't. And I cook.
It's on my list.
And I cook a lot, and so when I would cook something, I would have to be washing dishes for at least 45 minutes afterwards, and I really fucking hated that. And I had one sink, not a double sink. One sink.
Now you have a double.
I do have a double sink.
Moving on up. I'm proud for you, Poodle. Okay, let's stop. People are going to be like, 12 minutes? You know what? It's
I'm just
it's
waiting
what
for
it
you
is.
To get to it.
Sorry. My face is so warm right now.
Because you're drinking more Kate Hudson vodka.
My teeth are starting to get numb.
I know, because I was really afraid.
Y'all
drink
King Street vodka, Kate Hudson.
I was really afraid you were going to say something. You were going to fuck up the charity organization. I wish you would let
good.
Me handle that.
Well, you know what? Okay, y'all. Carl's running out in his underwear to fight.
Oh, that's all I cared about on this show.
And my man pussy is wet.
His body, I know it's not like, he's not like super built like Luke, but Carl has my favorite kind of body type. It's like kind of, now I just want to go into an interior room. He's so hot.
He's really, really hot.
Although I'm worried about him on this episode.
I'm not worried about him. And maybe that's just because I've had more experience with like addiction counseling, but I'm not worried about him because this is quite normal where someone thinks they kind of have control over the substance and they think, okay, well, I can use this. And actually, I felt better by Carl's response. What's happening? What is that noise?
It's a plane going.
I thought this apartment was going to be quieter.
I haven't heard any. It's been so quiet, y'all. It's been so quiet. That was just a plane.
I don't believe it. So anyway, so they're fighting. We'll get to about Carl's reaction later, but they're fighting. Let's talk about this. So they're all fighting and they kind of get broken up.
We're doing tea bags. We're not talking about the show.
Well, this is my first tea bag.
Well, I didn't ask you, but okay. What's your first tea bag?
So Carl is like super aggro. He's like in his bedroom.
And I'm turned
angry.
On.
Angry. He says, he like takes a beer and he chugs a beer. And then he says, that's how you chug a beer, you pussy. I'm going to take your hair and braid it and put it around your neck. And then I'm going to fuck your ass. And I was aroused.
That was what he said.
That's what I heard.
He said, I will make a necklace out of your hair and sell it to you.
See, I heard, I will give you a pearl necklace and you can lick semen off of my penis. That wasn't it?
No.
Okay. Okay, no. Well.
That wasn't
I
it.
I guess Sling TV is a little off.
I'm not letting you do Kate Hudson vodka anymore. It's just, you're not really funny. You're just what? Disgusting.
So I'm you when you're
well,
sober.
Well, no, I have a charm about it.
Yeah, charm. Amanda calls it. Amanda says this is a whole dick swinging contest with all of them, and so anyway, Amanda kind of calls that out.
Are you still recapping
what it is? No, I'm just saying this is part of my teabag. I'm talking about the fight. That was my first teabag. The fight that. The altercation that happened that we're reeling from.
Okay, but usually...
I'm so confused.
No.
Why?
No, I'm saying it feels like you're recapping the show and that's not the way we do it.
No, it was just... That was the first thing that happened and that was my first teabag that I wanted to talk about.
Okay.
What's your next teabag?
I don't know. Oh.
Exactly.
Danielle makes a call... that we've all made when someone, my first teabag is Danielle calls Robert and says, hey, haven't heard from you. I'm alive. Just checking up on you. Blah, 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 blah. And y'all, trust me, you always regret that call. You always feel foolish about it. And even though the other person is in the wrong, even though the other person is being the shitty one for not talking to you.
Yeah.
You always have to be careful with the don't know where you are call. Because otherwise you're going to sound like Mother Poodle when it's like, just calling. Just wanted to hear the sound of your voice.
Didn't know if you were live.
Didn't know. Thought you might be dead in a ditch somewhere.
Hoping not. That would crush me and I probably would end it too.
But yeah, y'all don't do this. Be very careful when you don't hear from someone in a while. Either send a text, play it cool. Then when you are having a problem and you are having emotions about it, say, yeah, sorry, haven't heard from you in a while. Just seeing if everything's okay. Do not be breezy and passive aggressive. Not helpful.
No, maybe think of something that reminds you of them that would be like, oh, hey, you take a picture of something. I made me think of you. Like you kind of hadn't thought about them and this reminded you of them.
Yeah, that doesn't work on me. Much better. They do that to me too.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wait, am I a dog?
Yes. Yes.
Bow wow. Look
at your ring, Rodney.
My next teabag is... a summer house theater. It might be a short theater, but it's a summer house theater.
Okay.
And I didn't tell you about it because...
Fun.
Why would I? Y'all, in this theater, Poodle is going to be playing the role of Lindsay. And I'm going to be playing the role of Kyle. And this is where Lindsay is trying to calm Kyle down from his anger. Because suddenly Lindsay becomes a therapist.
I don't think I wrote this down.
You know, okay.
I know what this is. Yes.
I can play Lindsay and you can play Kyle.
No, I know this. Yes.
Okay.
Is this when she talks about the ROTC?
If
did I just ruin the joke?
I'm going to play Lindsay and Poodle's going to play Kyle.
I just don't know what this is.
No, it's fine. It's fine.
The worst version of 20 questions ever.
Scene.
So what are you angry about? I don't get it.
So let's get rid of our anger right now. And I want you, Kyle, to figure out, Kyle, what are you grateful for?
Oh, I wrote this down. I'm really drunk right now. I'm grateful for sharks, friends, and family. Uh-huh. Sharks, friends, and family. Woohoo! Fuck me.
And scene. I told you it was a short scene, but it had to be done.
Yeah.
My neighbors
are already hating me.
They do. I mean, is Lindsay, is it delusional? Like, what is Lindsay? Because
like, where Lindsay? How does she exist? How does her world work?
We're going to talk about her more with this whole pregnancy thing, but I'm just like, what are you thinking in the same world as everybody?
She doesn't seem like
she's what happened?
A real person with real wants and real issues. She seems a little bit,
oh God, are you getting a hookup text?
No, it's cameos. People have been crazy for cameos.
Oh, good.
No, it's good. Just like hearing my move.
I just missed one before. I told you, did I not tell you,
you told
to pause
me to
it?
Pause it. I forgot to do it. But no, I feel like she's always playing for the cameras. And that's why I don't feel, maybe in earlier seasons, we kind of saw a little more accurate version of her. And I just don't feel like this season we're seeing that. I think it's all about housewife fights.
Thank you. I did not know. You just said how I felt. That's what I was a little, it is, she is playing for the cameras. Yeah. That's it.
Yeah.
Because who says this in the middle of a fight to a shirtless drunk person of let's talk about what we're grateful for?
I think she's trying to come up with sound bites. Yeah. Or maybe she's trying to use therapy jargon.
I don't know, but when Kyle said sharks, I almost pissed myself.
I will say he's really funny.
Very funny.
And I've warmed up to him much more through this season.
His penis isn't great, but
he knows how to use it.
He knows how to use it, and he gives great cunnilingus.
Yes. And I think he's a sweet guy. I think he's a good guy. Probably one of the most emotionally available men in the house.
I think if Kyle can, you know what I think is going to make Kyle a good guy? Like, actually bring down his walls of when Kyle's a father.
Oh, yeah. I think that will break him in a good way. It'll make him so neurotic, though.
Yeah. And what's your next teabag?
So I guess we should talk about Lindsay taking a pregnancy test. Which I feel like this was just, there was one act that wasn't full this week, and this was the weakest argument that they could.
Yes.
Yeah. Basically, y'all, she's not pregnant. That's it.
She's not pregnant. However, I feel like this is better done. I'm going to make you do another Summer House.
I think I can do Lindsay here because I wrote this down.
Okay, I think so too. And Poodle will be playing the role of Lindsay. I'll be playing the role of Danielle. And scene.
So Danielle, hey, I didn't get my period. Okay.
What? What? Were you taking a pill?
No.
Were you taking anything?
But Steven and I had sex before he left.
Were you doing the rhythm method?
I don't even know what that is.
Were you using crystals in your vajayjay?
He put his penis and jizzed in me. That was just it. I'm 34, okay?
Oh, I mean, but, you know, I can still have a baby.
Can a 34-year-old woman actually conceive?
Yeah, I know like 10 women that are over 40 in New York City that have had babies.
I don't know those women. It's not what my plan is about.
Okay. It's not in the plan. So what are we going to do?
Well, obviously, I have to take a pregnancy test, and I've ordered one from pregnancytest.org.
Pregnancy desk? I like that website. Is that
from
where you can be pregnant and work?
Pregosticks.net.
Is pregnancy desk a WeWork for pregnant people?
Yes. Yes. It's extended. Okay, there's an extender.
Just making sure. So here's my question. Lindsay, would you have the baby?
Of course, I'm 34. Yes. Oh. Do you even know who I am?
Even if you didn't get back together, you would still have the baby?
Well, I would obviously have to reevaluate everything then.
Okay.
So.
But you would have the baby, right?
Yeah, of course. Kind of, maybe. I don't know.
I mean.
I don't know. I'm 34.
I know. You would have the baby.
Maybe.
Yeah. Well, let's take this test.
Okay, I'm going to go drink a beer.
Okay. Cut to, she pees, is sick. Okay, Lindsay, so I have your stick that you peed on. I'm holding it. That's not gross at all, and you're not pregnant.
Okay. Yay? Okay. Whew. Good? I mean, I like Steven. I mean, I'm 34. I mean, what do I think? How do I feel about this? Tell me how I feel about this.
34.
26.
34.
98.
34. 34. 33. 34. And scene.
She says she's 34 more than Jessica from Love is Blind told drunk whispered she's 34 to her drunk dog that she
drunk
was 34.
Dog and drunk Mark.
I'm 34, drunk dog.
I love it.
I know you are. You tell me that every night while you rub my belly and force feed me Merlot.
I love that when Danielle said, are you going to have the baby? And Lindsay's like, yes. Yes.
I'm 34.
Anyway.
Who's Tracy?
It's Tracy. If she has a daughter, she better name that kid Tracy.
I swear to God, if I ever meet Lindsay in person, I need to scream, who's Tracy, right at her. it's still just one of my favorite irrational things that someone has ever said to someone. Like, even though they were literally not together at all, but she needed to. She demanded to know who that woman was.
She did.
What's your next tea bag?
My next tea bag. It's a big tea bag.
Okay,
it's like balls full tea bag.
Ooh.
It is because I want to talk of, and you can tell me how you want to separate this. I want to talk about Kyle's response to getting drunk, but I also want to talk about Carl's response to getting drunk, but I also want to talk about Kyle and Luke and Carl and the apology, because I feel it's all kind of connected.
Maybe those are two different things.
So the first thing that I want to talk about is Carl's drinking and why I'm actually not worried in that. And I'm only bringing this up because, let's be honest, y'all, a lot of you out there listening have probably struggled with alcohol addiction, or you know people. So I'm hoping that you see your friends, or you've seen yourself a little bit of in Carl, and gives you some hope.
You rarely make it the first time.
It's true.
As we sit here and drink vodka.
Yeah, and in Carl's defense, he did not say he is quitting drinking totally.
Right. No.
If you notice, Carl said he said things like, "I'm evaluating my relationship with alcohol."
And he's never really said sober.
He's never said sober. He's never said I'm stone cold sober. So what I like though about this is, Carl, y'all, remorse is different than shame. Shame is when you take something that is not really anything you should be guilty of, and you use it to paralyze you from progress.
Right. Remorse is one helpful guilt.
Remorse is helpful guilt. And I think Carl actually feels remorse about this, that he doesn't want to be this angry person. He doesn't want to be, and he recognizes, you said this last episode, and he recognized that this is directly connected. This isn't even about
this is
Luke.
About his brother's
this
death.
This is about, he is furious at his brother. He's furious about the situation with his brother. He's angry. He doesn't want to be at this fucking house, but let's be honest, this is probably the most money he makes in the summer for being there.
Yeah. And I think he can have emotion, like he cries, but there's no actual distancing from that emotion. He can't really take it away. It's too personal to him right now, because that's the grieving process. Yeah. So he can't even look objectively at it right now. And we saw him when he's talking to his dad later, he's in the angry stage. He's furious. So he's only in that kind of first or second stages of grief. Of this.
And I just want to say that when you go through the stages of grief,
grief.
I'm sorry, Kate Hudson vodka. When you go through those stages, it's not like you go through those stages and then I'm done. I'm not grieving anymore. Yeah,
you'll go back to them.
There, you'll go back to them. So I just want to put that out. But anyway, I appreciated his response. That made me hopeful for Carl's journey in sobriety.
I agree.
Go ahead.
No, I agree with that. I would just say that it made me realize things were a lot more dire emotionally than I thought they were. Like,
you know, it did too. That he didn't have a handle on as much as he thought.
Yeah. It's not that I was, I shouldn't say I was worried about it. I should say that, I don't think this is going to be as simple or as easy. And I don't think he has all the tools and the support system in the house he needs. I should say that. Maybe he has people outside of the house.
Because Kyle talks about
he really kind of failed on that. But it's also not Carl never asked Kyle to do it.
It's not Kyle's responsibility, but I love that Kyle as a friend went, wait a minute, I didn't do a good job at supporting him. Like sometimes they have conversations that men don't have a lot for our generation. And it really blows my mind and makes me hopeful.
They are both so vulnerable to each other and to no one else. I mean,
Kyle is really reeling me in this season. I did not love Kyle, and he really is making a turn this season.
Kyle is only really vulnerable to Amanda and Carl. But
I'm starting to love Kyle and Amanda.
I never thought I would hear that.
But this is a tea bag on a tea bag. When Carl shaves his face, I want to sit on it.
I think he might be one of the hottest guys on reality TV.
He is.
He and Craig, and I'm trying to
think
who else.
Oh my God, if he and Craig Conover fucked,
Craig would bottom. There's no question.
My ass is so smooth, Carl. You can just like spit on it and slide in. Pour some Lover Boy on it, and you can just slide it. You won't even know. It'll feel just like a really smooth woman. You're going to love it. You're going to love it. It's a great asshole.
It's a great asshole.
It's a great asshole. Primo. Primo. Primo.
We should talk about...
Carl, come on our show.
We would sexually harass him so much. He'd have to actually probably pull away.
Probably would.
He'd be uncomfortable. Actually, you know what? He would probably like come at us so much, we would be uncomfortable. I'm like, okay. Now I'm uncomfortable.
You would be speechless. You wouldn't be able to talk.
Like Josh from Josh and Alexandra.
Yes. Hi, Alexandra. Hi, Alexandra. You look beautiful.
It's kind of how I was with Margaret Cho. I was just like, oh my God.
It's true. What's your next teabag?
We could talk about do we need to talk about the Kyle-Luke conversation at the end of the drive? I thought you were trying to wrap that up.
No, we can talk about Kyle and Luke and then
I do want to say,
Carl.
I want to ask a question. Mine is, do all women shave their assholes? As Hannah said,
I honestly do not know. I know a lot of women who get their assholes waxed and sugared.
Yeah. So it's a thing.
I don't, come on, we're gay men who've had bottom sex.
I don't shave my ass.
I shaved my asshole once, and I will never do it again because that growing back was one of the most painful things I've ever experienced. You've never even done it once?
No.
What is it down? Is it like a sequoia forest down there? There's
some brambles at times.
Brambles.
You gotta sometimes peek through with the safari. People are going to tune out right now.
This is going to be our one-star review. I was fine listening until Jake said his asshole had brambles. This show is disgusting. They're basic.
This show's disgusting. There's absolutely nothing redeeming about it.
You know what? We need to move on. And until we do that, we should probably, this is a great time for a commercial break. We'll be right back.
The minute you walked in the joint, I could see you were a man of distinction, a real big spender.
Uh-oh, y'all. Poodle is singing seductive songs. That must mean we're about to go out on tour again. Ugh, sissy husbands, beware.
Whatever Poodle wants, Poodle gets. Well, you're right about one thing, Maddie. We are going out on tour, but that's not the only reason I'm positively randy. I have spring fever.
Is that something that a trip to the clinic or an antibiotic can fix?
Afraid not. When Piano Cat senses the weather getting warmer, she knows it's time to jettison those jackets and sweaters for items that show a little more skin.
Well, I hate to tell you, Poods, but you still have to cover up a little with those tour costumes. In Chicago, you were actually cited for obscenity.
Fascists! I will wear what I want and no one can stop Poodle Boudreau!
They said next time it would be a $1,000 fine.
Maybe I could cover up a little bit. Leave something to the men's imaginations, but I don't want to wear too much. You know how I get hot.
Well, Piano Cat, I think it's your lucky day. Have you seen the new spring stuff at Quince? They have all the seasonal must-haves, like 100% European linen shirts from $30, performance polos, and versatile flow-knit activewear.
Ooh, I love those Quince performance polos. They're so soft and sumptuous, and they cut my body in all the right places. They're also great for when my daddy and I do country club tennis role play. Mixed doubles indeed.
Wow. As I was saying, with Quince, you can say goodbye to wasting money on clothes that it would only last one season. They've got high-quality pieces that never go out of style that you'll be wearing year after year. I love my blue cashmere hoodie. It's perfect for warm spring days and cool spring nights.
And people can't stop complimenting me on my leather cafe racer jacket that I've been wearing on our live shows. It's super chic and fitted and perfect for keeping me warm in those drafty northeastern backstage areas.
And the best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing practices, along with premium fabrics and finishes.
I love that. But Maddie, I don't think that Quince has cured my spring fever. It's only made it worse. Bring on the men.
Yike. Sissies, upgrade your wardrobe. Go to quince.com/realitygaze for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns.
That's quince.com/realitygaze to get free shipping and 365-day returns.
quince.com/realitygaze. Poodle, you know when you're listening to a song on the radio and you get the profound feeling that the song playing was written about you?
Oh, it's not a feeling. I know a lot of songs are written about me.
What?
Yeah, when they get a little bite of Poodle, it's hard to let go. There are too many songs to even elaborate on.
That's fine. You don't have to tell us about them.
You know, the song The Scientist? About me.
You slept with Chris Martin?
Coldplay.
I know he's from Coldplay.
No, I slept with Coldplay. All of them. Keep up. Lionel Richie, he was stuck on me from the very beginning. Who do you think suggested Nicole should go to boarding school?
Okay, we get it. No, Poodle, I bring this up because apparently you know what it's like to have a song written just for you, but for the rest of us mere mortals.
Your words.
Imagine having the power to gift that same incredible feeling to someone you love with an original song from Songfinch that actually is written just for them. Sissies, Songfinch lets you create an original radio-quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and it lasts forever.
Oh, I love this idea. Flowers die, chocolates melt, but a song is eternal. Unless it's a poorly written song, then bury that thing forever.
Agreed. But I have to say, the songs from Songfinch are really fantastic. They're thoughtful, and they sound like something you would hear on the radio.
Okay, but is it hard to set up? Probably takes a lot of work, right?
Not at all. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
Well, that sounds easy enough.
I know. I just submitted a song request for something I want to use on our tour, and I cannot wait to get it back. And based on the sample recordings I heard when I was choosing the singer, it's going to be so good. I also love that they had unique add-ons that make the gift even more special, like a vinyl record of your song or a one-of-a-kind art piece made from your lyrics. Or you could even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Well, Maddie, I want to have a song written about me.
But Poodle, you just said you had.
I want more.
Hush. Sissies, whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, or an upcoming graduation or wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their songs to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gift it to can listen to it anywhere, anytime. Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us too. songfinch.com/realitygaze.
You know, Manny, this reminds me, you know that song from the Four Tops, Can't Help Myself?
Oh, I love that song. Sugar Pie Honey Bunch.
Yep, about me. And the funny thing is, they really are Four Tops.
Want to get a chiseled look in the jawline? Sculpt and shape your jawline with added volume from Juvederm Volux XC. Juvederm Volux XC is an injectable gel specifically designed to be robust enough to improve moderate to severe loss of jawline definition. And it is the first and only hyaluronic acid filler approved for the jawline.
Add volume to your jawline for a chiseled look with Juvederm Volux XC.
For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com.
That's Juvederm.com.
Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching.
There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring.
Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Visit Juvederm.com.
That's Juvederm.com.
And we're back. See?
We moved on from the discussion of brambles on the asshole.
Yeah.
And now...
I just ended it. I ended it.
It's not really that brambly, I should
Let's
say.
Let's keep moving.
Some have said it's just like a little bit of wisps of...
Let's keep moving.
Well, what's your next teabag? I know you wanted to talk about Kyle and Luke, otherwise known as the talk at the end of the driveway.
So, honestly,
starring Ryan Gosling.
I don't have a lot about Kyle and Luke's talk because I thought it was pretty.
I want to say
anticlimactic. I'm more interested in Carl and Luke's.
I want to say that. This is why straight men don't make good reality television.
Why?
That it's over very quickly.
It is over quickly.
Because straight men don't have the hangups of not being able to say what they really need to say, like women or gay men or black women or something like that. Straight white guys can just say how they can bro it out. And how, they can use, how, they can say that. And but
they can, but Kyle doesn't.
Right.
Kyle just apologizes and basically that's it.
Right. But no, that's enough. And that's enough. But for anyone besides straight white guys, that's not enough. You'd have to say why you're apologizing, and it's got a coded response to it. And like that's why when two women on the housewives shows, it doesn't work. It's not that easy.
We should say
code switching.
If you don't watch the show, after the fight initially, Luke left the house. He left.
Right.
And the next day, Carl and Kyle called him on speaker and basically said, we would love to sit down and talk with you.
We would love to sit down and talk with you.
Yeah, they felt apologetic. So that already happened. And then Luke comes over and they have a talk kind of at the end of the driveway.
I just thought it was it's an interesting, if you think about most of reality television, let's talk about when straight men are involved, it's usually physical fights or shouting. And it usually seems like it's over quickly. And maybe it's because straight men don't have the emotional vocabulary to be able to be mad for that long. But for women, there is so many more steps, it seems like, for reality show women to go through to get over something. It's just much more complicated.
Well, and I think, too, something I did not like about the conversation, the phone conversation, and then the conversation with Kyle and Luke, and then Luke's testimonials, is that Luke was taking no responsibility for it. He was basically saying more of, I'm disappointed that my friends would treat me like that. He didn't say anything about what he did, what he said, the way he treated anyone. No, I'm going to preface.
Yeah.
I'm just saying that. And even when he sits down with Kyle, he's like, I'm not here to argue. I'm here to listen, and which was nice. But Kyle basically just says, I may have provoked you. And he said, you know, I take it on myself to fight other people's battles.
Yeah.
And that's kind of the basic gist of that. And Luke just said, thank you for saying that. Apology accepted. And then Luke comes back in the house.
I know it's too easy. And I think I don't think we know a lot about this, but I think that's how straight men solve problems.
How I disagree with that, because the MVP, fucking Carl with the amazing dick, Carl talks to Luke,
mm-hmm.
and Carl starts and says, I got heated. That's not how I wanted. I took out my anger about my brother on you.
Right.
I used to fight with my brother. I can't fight with him anymore. I'm angry about that. I wanted to fight with you.
Which
and when
is
Carl
great.
Said that, I was like, that's fucking deep as shit.
No, which
and
is
that's incredible that you got there.
Which is great. I'm just saying I think
but Carl said, not to interrupt you, but Carl did what I wanted Kyle to do, and I think Carl is a stand-up, is just a stand-up human. Carl said, I don't like the way you've treated people, and I see you making the mistakes I make, and you're taking no responsibility for them.
And I appreciate that. And I understand what you're saying. To be honest, I don't think Kyle had any dog in the fight. He just wanted to get in there and run his mouth. So that's why I think his apology was kind of surface. But I need
Oh, my God. Kyle, is you at a fight at Akbar when you're drunk and
I will jump in. I will jump in any fight that I can. Oh, my God.
Oh my
I love it.
That is it. He had no dog in the fight. You're right.
But I think I want to – it's really interesting. I think there's a certain amount of straight privilege that happens in this conversation that where they can actually say what they're meaning because – they don't have to worry about offending the other.
Mm-hmm.
And it's women can't do this because there's a whole other amount of code switching and there's a certain behavior expected of women. And even if women did do this and came in with this, there might be an expectation of something that was harshly said and someone might react. So you're always having, because women, unlike straight men are always, or kind of say, this is how I'm feeling, instead of women are usually, I should say, saying, this is how I think you are feeling. I don't want to hurt your feelings. I'm trying to apologize to you without hurting your feelings more.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
that's a good distinction.
Yeah. And I think that's why it's very easy for them. And I think gay men are in the middle of that. Because we still have privilege as men to be able to kind of express our arguments and say how we think we should feel or how we're feeling, not how we're thinking they should perceive what we're saying. to them?
I think it's different. I mean, yes, a lot of times effeminate men often can be gay, but I think it's less of a gay sexuality thing. I think it's more effeminate men and more masculine men. You know, I noticed, so when I watched this, Carl, again, apologized to Luke, and he said, I'm really sorry that I got physical. And he said, you know, and Luke said, you know, there's things I struggle with. I have demons too. And Carl said, yeah, I know. It was scary for me. And Carl said, I just never want to put my hands on you. And then the screen got kind of blurry, and Luke looked at him and said, are you sure?
Because if you put your hands on me, I'd respond.
I'd respond
by getting an erection.
Lovingly. And then... and then...
This is the weirdest music.
And then Luke just bent over, and he actually spread his ass cheeks, kind of like when...
And there'd be some brambles there.
Yeah, when baboons at a zoo are angry... And they just show you their asshole. And then...
I'm kind of into the music now.
And then Carl just gingerly started... Who knew that Carl started gingerly licking his asshole? And who knew Carl knew French? But he did.
That actually timed out perfectly for you to the tag right with them when the music stopped.
Yeah,
we need to Carl move on. You Carl just talked French. About licking someone's asshole.
And then the TV went black. And then I was like, what? I've got my dick in my hand. What's happening? Anyway. Where are we?
I don't know.
That's my teabag. What's yours?
I just have one other. And this is a dumbass thing that Kyle asks. Kyle asks Sierra if her boobs are real. And it's just not a thing you ask.
I mean, Paige calls it out.
Yeah, but no, she said, I wanted to know, but I didn't ask. I'm glad I... It's just decorum.
It's just...
Because you don't know how certain some people are about certain physical parts of their body.
It, you know, the way... What it is a part of me... That is a man.
There's a whole Seinfeld episode about it.
Well, I know. Well, part of me as a man thinks, well, that's not that deep. But then I think, wait a minute.
No. It is.
Let me finish. It is, because it is a man feeling like they can comment on a woman's body.
Right.
And here we have Paige, who's another woman, who's not commenting on her body to her. And you know why? Probably because people have commented on her body her whole life for Paige.
And it's
so it is a problem.
It's to a point where...
Do I think Kyle's a dick or an asshole? No, I think he is a lot of men who think it's okay to talk about women's bodies to them.
I think it's also a kind of a gray area where they've been in the house that long and he thinks of her as a friend, and she doesn't take huge offense to it, but... In any other place, someone would have agency to take offense to that by commenting about her body.
I think if you wouldn't say something to somebody at your job, then you shouldn't say it in real life. It's the same. Like if you wouldn't tell your coworker they have nice tits, unless it's your good friend. But like as a gay man, if I was on this show 10 years ago, I probably would be like, Sierra, you've got amazing boobs.
Yeah,
I love
you
them.
Would, because you would touch girls' boobies.
You would
then.
Too, though.
No, I didn't. That was never
you
my thing.
You would touch boobs, but you would say, like, you have said, and I've heard you say, I'm saying we've become better men.
Yeah.
I feel like I have heard you say, like, she's got some nice tatas.
I have
you
said would say that. Yeah.
And now... We would never say that.
I will say.
We would never say
no,
that
we wouldn't say it.
But I feel like whether gay, straight, men, often we feel this like, okay, we can comment on this. And we can.
And I will say especially in the 90s, early 2000s, it was more, that was something that was more acceptable for gay men, especially to do. If you look at the movies that were happening then.
Will and Grace perpetuated that with Jack and Karen.
And. But it's not something we would do today. Just it just feels gross. Yeah.
Yeah. And so
there's less of a liminal existence for gay men nowadays. We're much more integrated into society.
And I just
I can't believe I have to say that, but it's true.
No, it's wonderful. And yeah. I hope that men get better and learn from that, because even though we're gay men, we're still men, and we still say, we still have sexism and misogyny that affects us that we're trying to learn from. Yeah. Anyway.
What's your next
Where's my last drink? I don't have a lot more. The only teabag I have is really kind of the say anything moment.
Oh, yeah. But it wasn't In Your Eyes. It was some bad EDM song.
Yeah, it was. Y'all,
he's got LED candles that spell I heart you. This is some fucking millennial bullshit.
y'all, we're talking about Steven. He's back.
He snuck into the house while they were out to dinner.
So you're telling me if a cute guy with a hot body who fucks you and y'all have good sex, because Lindsay has said that, if he showed up with an I heart you candle around him playing music, you wouldn't swoon? Close your eyes.
I don't
fucking
like it.
Picture it and tell me you would walk out on a balcony.
No,
and look at this beautiful Italian
man. I would totally
man.
Swoon. And I would totally go back with him. Yes, you're
Thank
right.
Thank you.
I just, Thank I would have, I would have wanted something a little less basic than what he did. But would I have said yes?
But
yes.
But he gave Lindsay what he wanted.
I agree.
If this was somebody who dated you, they would have had like candles about, and then they would have read to you like German leader in prose. Of like
not prose, poetry.
In poetry. And read this to you.
Paul Verlaine and Rambo.
Yes.
Stefan Mallarmé.
Goethe.
I don't like Goethe. Too folk. Too German folk. Too provincial.
Wow. Too provincial. Y'all, so the question we're asking is, Lindsay and Steven, will they or won't they? What are your predictions, Poodle?
I'm going to give that on a scale from Who's Tracy to
Who's Tracy?
Marrying to I'm 34.
I'm 34.
I'm going to say I'm going to give that a one as a no. They're not going to make it.
I think they are. I think she's going to go back with him.
No, she's going to go back with him. I'm just saying it's not going to last.
Oh, no, that's what I was going to ask. Is she going to go back with him after
this?
Oh,
by all means. It's a definite I'm 34.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, I agree.
The scale from Who's Tracy to I'm 34.
Yeah.
That's just an insight into Lindsay's personality.
It's true.
I thoroughly enjoy her. I'm so glad she's on the show. I think that's basically it.
That's all I have.
Dez is coming next week.
Okay, I will say, based off the editing, maybe I'm going to get flack from this, but y'all, I just got to be honest, I got to say it. Based off the editing of the show, and maybe this isn't real life, and this probably isn't good for me to say since Giggly Squad was on our show and we love them. We love Hannah. We love Paige. But it seems like Hannah is so desperate to be in love.
Oh, she is. And she was dating Dez before that she actually
It
said.
Just seems, I think that's what doesn't make, but with the
People
timeline
have
they promote on
the
show,
timeline. Yeah.
It does not make sense how she's so into this guy. It makes her seem like really just needy.
She's orchestrated a certain dramatic element this season that I can understand why people would be pissed off about it. I just see it as reality television. And but I think everyone else in the house is kind of keeping it real. I don't think
Lindsay's
Hannah is
sure.
No. Well, but she's doing it in a way that is...
It is real. It's just her kind of always heightened to be showy.
But I think Hannah has complete ideas of how she wants to be perceived, what she wants to go on.
Whereas Paige and Perry are ending. Which, have you seen pictures of Perry?
He's hot.
He is. And he's got some BDF.
I know. And his body's hot.
Yeah. Paige, let us know. It was that big, wasn't it?
They're not together anymore.
I know, but she would let us know.
She'd let us know.
She would. Y'all, that's the show. That's the show. You can go to realitygazepodcast.com. You can see all of our other shows that we're doing. We're going to be, y'all, it didn't happen because of Poodle's move, but we are going to be doing the single life normally on Fridays. There was no way.
It
got blown out of the water. We're not going to be doing it this week. We're going to catch up next week.
Life will be better when I finish moving.
Also, we are going to be recapping Pig Royalty, which is airing on Discovery Plus. I haven't watched an episode yet.
Oh.
I haven't yet.
Oh, it's going to make your life.
But I've been dealing with Poodle's move. And now that it is calmed down, I can be able to focus on it.
I don't mean to oversell this, but Pig Royalty is only the best reality show ever.
More than Smothered.
It's different. It's different. This is compelling. This is super. Like, I'm like, oh, I love this one with a Taco Cabana tattoo on her arm. It's another plane. I guess I could shut the window.
We're juggling a lot right now with the move, dad's cancer, all this shit. So we're hoping, though, next week to drop first episode of Pig Royalty. So be sure to catch up on it. It is on Discovery Plus. We're really upset that Discovery Plus is putting good content on and making us watch it.
And I will say, if you haven't watched the Courtney 90 Days Bears All, you need to watch that shit. It is one of the funniest things. She's completely unaware of how funny she is, and that's what makes it amazing.
She is funny. We like her.
They showed a never before scene with her and Antonio. The German guy? Antonio. In a restaurant where she was blasted. She's like, "Can I get a chicken salad?" and they're like, "We don't have." She's like, "You don't have chicken salad? I can't get a chicken salad here. I just want chicken salad.
Oh my god, we would love that.
I hate seafood."
I would love for her to have another 90 Day Fiancé.
I think she's probably open to it. I think she's just cuckoo crazy by now.
I would love it. I would love it. Her poor mother, Beth.
Courtney.
All right, everybody. You can find us on Cameo. We're doing cameos right now.
I'm still doing mine.
You can find us on Twitter, Reality Gates Pod, or on Instagram at realitygatespodcast.com. We always love it. Poodle, what is the thing that makes you the happiest?
An orgasm.
Besides that,
a review.
A 5-star review. Nothing makes Poodle happier. So go to your Apple. If you're on Apple Podcasts, if you can leave a 5-star review. And if you don't know what to write, you can always say, "Keep going, Queens." And that is good enough. We appreciate that. Anyway, we don't really, I think we thought of a sign off for the show, but now I can't remember it.
We didn't.
We didn't. So y'all.
Summer. Hi.
Here's the summer. Yeah, we'll see you next time.
Bye.
Bye.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.